This podcast is for married spouses, and I want to talk about the word honor and integrity and keeping yourself faithful in your relationship with your spouse. Yesterday I had one of the most gut-wrenching hours as one of the clients I'm working with just found out that her husband has been cheating on her, having an affair with a much younger lady, and it's impossible for me to describe to you the betrayal, the horror, the shock. Now the whole, our whole world has been shaken. And you know what his excuse was? So this is a great woman who, I'm going to have to change the story a little bit to protect identities, but let's just say this is a woman who put her husband through school. She worked hard as she was having physical issues, a lot of physical problems, was always there emotionally and intimately available for her husband and doing what she could because she loved him to take care of him. And she worked her tail off so he could get through school. He comes out with his professional degree, has an amazing job, making good money, and it's taken a toll on his wife as she has continued to work through the years. She continues to work, but she's worn down. She's a little older, you know, in her 50s. So her body's changing a little bit. And her husband's all like, I don't know if he's going through some freaking midlife crisis or whatever, but now he's been shacking up with a girl his daughter's age, in her mid-20s, and he's in his mid-50s. And you know his excuse? As his wife was saying, I try to be there but intimately with my husband, but I've been having some physical problems. She's had a number of surgeries and stuff. And when she caught him, found out by, you know, text messages on the phone, his excuse is like, well, you weren't there for me. You kept pushing me off. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Men, do you think that your wives are an object, that you own them, and that they should be available for you intimately whenever you request it? That's just wrong. That is wrong. It's inappropriate to honor your spouse is to treat your spouse with respect, with dignity, with understanding, with gentleness. And I've always said this through the years in counseling couples. It says, look, no one has the right to get in your bedroom, but anything, if you're requesting a partner do something that makes them feel uncomfortable, that crosses a line. You should never do that. And man, come on, man. There's no excuse. When she told me that, I go, what? That's what he actually said to you? That he's justifying that, and he's like having this midlife crisis, so he's really into physical fitness and trying to make sure that he's all this, that, and the other. He thinks he's this suave guy, and this naive mid-20-year-old girl gets all hooked up. And there's another part of me also that's looking at these women who are getting engaged with these guys in this activity. They're just as responsible. So you women who are doing stuff like that, that's wrong also. It's just inappropriate. And the devastation that happens from these fleeting moments of intimate activity in all their varieties, which is happening all over the place in our society today. I've also met with a couple of other fairly young clients in their mid-20s and 30s. They're hooking up with people online. They can get online and hook up with someone like within a half hour. And I go, what? You're actually, you don't have any idea who you're hooking up with. And do you realize that when you're hooking up with this person, you're taking from them every single disease or interaction that they've had with anyone ever in the past? And if they're doing that with you, don't you think they'd be doing that with other people all over the people? You need to stop that stuff. This is wrong. And I understand addiction, but get help. There is help available when you're feeling bored, lonely, angry, stressed, tired. Yes, we have this need for intimacy. We want to feel connected. But when you're participating in illicit sexual activities, do you know what you're running from? You're running from true intimacy. You're running from developing a real vulnerable relationship with another adult, being able to wrestle in the appropriate way with challenging feelings and stuff like that. Have you ever heard the statement, you can never get enough of what you don't need because what you don't need will never satisfy you? I have worked with clients before that have had 30 or 40 different partners. And when I'm meeting with them, you would think, oh my gosh, well then you're completely satisfied. You've had all this variety and you've had all these amazing experiences. Like, what else could you want? And they are the most unhappy people I've ever seen in my life. They're tormented by what they've done because you can never get enough of what you don't need because what you don't need will never satisfy you. So let's go back to these old terms that we used to use in the early 1900s that have just gone wiped away from our society. Honor, these words, honor, integrity, fidelity. Oh, I am married to my spouse. Therefore, I do not give my attention in any way, shape, or form to anyone else in an intimate way. I don't share personal things with other people other than my spouse. That crosses a line. I would just encourage anyone who's listening to this podcast, take a look at yourself. Be honest with what's going on. Pull yourself together. Stop if you're heading down a difficult road or a road that's going to cause difficulty. Because I'm telling you, if you saw what I saw yesterday, the trauma, the betrayal, the pain, her words, I feel so betrayed. I feel so used. I feel so ugly. And then she showed me a picture of the young girl he's hooking with. She goes, how can I ever compete with that? And any young woman out there that might be listening to this, if you're giving your attention to a married man in any way, shape, or form, you're just as responsible. And if a guy really cares about you and is unhappy in his relationship, then that guy needs to be a man and do whatever he can to work it out with his wife. Or if it's not working out, then you do the appropriate thing. You get a divorce, you free her up, and then you move on. And then if you want to work on developing a relationship, that's your business. But you don't do it with someone who is already married. I know, right? This is old school. But there's something to these old, back to the foundation of what are the founding fathers of the American Revolution. It's kind of like I always go back to this statement by John Adams and what we're seeing in our world right now and what's going on in the government here in America. Oh my gosh, it's just mind-boggling. He says, our Constitution is only for a moral people. And the problem we're having right now is we have so many people who have infiltrated into the leading roles of our government that are not moral people. They have no standards. They do whatever the freak they want and think there's no consequences to these behaviors. I'm here to tell you, as a mental health professional who's been doing this for years, there are serious consequences to certain behaviors. There just are. And it's just inherent in who we are as human beings. Anyway, my heart aches for this beautiful lady who is full of, she's just a wonderful, compassionate, caring mother, was, you know, wife. But then when she was betrayed like that, she goes, no, man, I'm done. I'm done. And so she's moving on. And the thing is, the thing that's still mind-boggling is he's not really remorseful a teeny bit because he got caught. And she's seeing that and she understands that. And she says, I'm not going to let him take my power. So I've got to, and this is what I believe. Okay. I know this is really, really hard stuff, but I truly believe, this is just my belief, that if you're doing the best you can in life, you're keeping your commitments, and something terrible happens like that, and there is a betrayal, whatever gods might be in the universe, they will turn this around and give you back a double portion in time of what you have lost. He will make things right for you. He will prepare a way for you. You just hang in there. Keep doing the best you can. And yep, these are scars. These are a part of your stories. And healing is going to be an ongoing process. You're going to experience waves of frustration, anger, betrayal, self-loathing, all of those things. That just is part of the process of healing. But I encourage you to find a therapist to work through that. And as I spoke with her yesterday, I'm going, well, what is it that I can do to help you? And she says, well, I have nobody I can really talk to. So I just need a safe place to just vent and talk, because my family members, they don't really want to hear about it because the kids are all twisted in different directions. Well, we still need dad, you know, we still need. And so they don't experience the betrayal. Not at the same level. But having a safe place and in a safe container where you really can talk about what's going on, and then being able to work through things as she's planning how she's going to continue to navigate through this obstacle. And I said, you know what? You hang in there. We're going to figure out how to get through this. I'll do whatever I can to support you. There's a way through it. Be strong. And a double portion is coming to you. So holding out hope in the future, things will turn around for you somehow, some way. You'll be taken care of. Let's hang on that, and let's just continue to work on it day by day. But again, wrapping up this podcast, the bottom line is, guys, honor the commitment that you have to your spouse. Don't vary from it in any way, shape, or form. If you're having a midlife crisis, just grow up. Pull yourself together. Don't do certain things. And you know what those things are. Get yourself straight. Be honest with yourself. And just go back to these words, honor and integrity. The world's not going to come to an end if your wife isn't available intimately for you one night. Don't you love her more than sex? And if you don't, you got problems, man. You got problems. Your wife is not an object. You don't own her. And if you think you do, you're mistaken, and you really need to take a serious look at yourself. Marriage is about love, compassion, patience, one with another. And communicating with each other and trying to work things out together. But it's not about force. It's not about domination. It's not about control. And if you're the type of man that's doing that, man, I plead with you to pull yourself together. and start living a better life, because you're creating so much damage and harm in people. And one day, it's all going to come back to you. That's the way it all works. What goes around comes around. So anyway, it was not a very enlightening podcast, but I just, this is weighing on me this morning. And I see we just get caught up in our emotional state and do just stupid things that have tremendous negative consequences. Just figure out what your role is in life and live your role. I'm a responsible husband, father. This is what I do. And put yourself in that role and act as if you're there. And you can do it. It's not that complicated. It's just learning to, you know, let go of this incessant thing that thinks you should get everything that you need of instant gratification, right? All the great philosophers have said this. Marcus Aurelius, listen to this statement. He was the most powerful man in the world at the time. Pleasures, when unrestrained, become punishments. That means you can't. Anyway, it speaks for itself. Anyway, all right. Take this. Think about it. Ponder it. Make course corrections if necessary. Honor, integrity, fidelity. They're the most powerful things that we need to bring back to our relationships and to our community and our world as a whole. All right. Take care. Have a good day.